baby, if I'm honest, and I am, baby, I don't know if you're my man. You don't know me, so you don't owe me nothing. You don't know me, so you don't owe me nothing. Yeah, it's baby, if I'm honest, and I am, you're the king tide, I saw crashing, and I ran. You don't know me, so you don't owe me. So you don't owe me
Wasn't that nice? That was Only Good, the new song by Babe Martin, who is sitting in front of me right now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Emma. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
So do you prefer Babe or Zoe? What's the...
Well, you can call me Zoe.
Okay, amazing.
Such a silly musician name.
Is it nice, though, having an artist name to sort of separate that part of your life?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, as soon... when I was recording the songs for the first Babe Martin project and I hadn't sort of decided what the name was going to be, I knew that I wanted something other than Zoe Larson-Cumming, which is my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to sort of let it be its own thing. And I felt like if I had a pseudonym, I wouldn't overthink it as much because it's its own project and it lives within its own world.
Yeah. We're
even though everyone knows it's me.
Yeah. But why Babe Martin?
Why Babe Martin? You know, it's so funny. So I recorded the first EP with Jasmine Mary.
Yeah.
And we were just like going through names in their studio, in their little blue studio in their old house. And I think we were going through some like kind of like looking up lists of baby names. And I don't know, I wanted something that was kind of memorable, but also sensible enough that I wouldn't get bored of it in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, and it reminds me, I mean, you could be an heiress, you could be a mobster, you could be a literal baby.
I don't know who she is yet. Yeah. She's an enigma.
Yeah, she is. And was this first time hearing Only Good on the radio this morning?
It was, which is so special. Yeah. Thank you.
Amazing. And that was our number three this week. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very nice. So okay. Lovely. Tell us about the song. What's it about? What was the process like? Yeah.
Only Good is about that kind of sweet spot where you're right at the start of something, a relationship in this case, mm-hmm. where the stakes are very low and it's really fun and you're just kind of enjoying getting to know someone in a new way and not really worrying about where it's going to go. There's sort of no responsibilities yet. It's just very carefree and easy. But like with that ambiguity, there's a little bit like, oh, what is this? Like, I'm just going to try and enjoy this moment for what it is. But yeah, just a little bit that vagueness. And I was enjoying that when I wrote the song. So just wanted to document it, really.
Oh, yeah. So it's quite personal.
Very personal. Yeah. But all my songs are quite personal.
Yeah. Would you call it a love song?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I would. Yes, it's a love song.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. And the music video is really cool. That's out too. That is directed by Ellie Burns.
Yes.
It's quite sort of nostalgic and retro and
yeah,
a bit surrealist as well.
Yes. So if you haven't seen the music video, I would highly recommend that you go and watch it on youtube.com.
It's fun.
Ellie Burns is an incredible director. I've had the pleasure of working with her before for two other projects, a Louisa Nicklin video, and then she wrote and directed a short film called The Magic Orange. And we had this beekeeper theme, which
what's with
on.
The beekeeper?
Yeah. Yeah. So the EP that this song is a part of is called Not a Bee, But a Wasp. And for Sundog, which was the first single, I don't know where, like, what specifically made the beekeeper idea come into my head. But I knew that I wanted to have something that tied everything together in this album visually, because musically, every song uses the same instruments. It's like the same sonic palette the whole way through. And I kind of wanted that with the visuals too. So Sundog, we kind of like introduce this beekeeper who's quite mysterious, and we've got a fun little visualizer that I just shot with my partner. And then, so for Only Good, I asked Ali if she wanted to direct a music video. And we just wanted to expand on the beekeeper idea and sort of make it more of a character and have me interacting with him a bit more.
And it's quite stylized with the sort of location and the wardrobe. And
Yeah. So the location is just my grandma's house.
Oh, and shout out grandma.
I know. It was so fun the day that we filmed it. Like, she was really like enjoying sort of being with the girls, and we were all like, yeah.
Did she make everyone cuppas? Tea and
no,
bickies?
But she did yell at me for not having ironed my dress, and so it was good advice. Yeah. We ironed it and it looked much better. So yeah.
And am I right in thinking you're wearing Mini Cooper shoes in the video?
Yes.
Spotted those.
Yeah. Yes, you are correct. What an eagle eye.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
And
thank
a
you.
Penny Sage dress.
Oh, shout out. My favorite.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah, her stuff is amazing. Who are your favorite local labels? Because you are quite a stylish broad.
Oh, thank you very much. I love Ovnovich.
Yeah.
In fact, this is specific to BFM, but when my very good friend Rachel Ashby and I co-hosted the first Student Radio Network Awards in 2021, I wore an amazing Ovnovich two-piece. It was this olive green sort of pantsuit, which I loved so much, and I was so happy that she lent it to me. I also, of course, love Gloria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christine Crabb,
love
Christine you.
Christine Crabb, who doesn't?
I think she's dressed like most musicians in Auckland.
I know.
Geneva wears her a lot. I think Beck Rung is what I'm sure. I saw Beck play at the Ponsonby Road store years ago, I think. I'm sure I didn't hallucinate that.
I had this wonderful evening with Christine Crabb and Billy from the Hollywood, where
Billy
was reading my tarot cards. Billy and I used to live together, yeah. And Christine Crabb came over. And I don't know how it happened. I think I was going through quite a tumultuous time. And
wait,
Billy
was that
just
in that retro flat?
Yes,
yeah,
in Hoon Bay.
Yeah, I know that
one. Yeah. Oh my gosh, the crazy house. Anyway, I used to live there. Had this wonderful night where like Billy was pulling my tarot cards and Christine Crabb was there, and there were all these candles, and I was like, whoa, it was a standout moment in my life.
Sounds like a music video. Does fashion help you get into character for Babe Martin? Do you wear different things when you're performing or doing videos or whatever?
Yeah.
As an artist persona, as you do in your regular everyday life?
Absolutely it does. In fact, for my first gig that I did as Babe Martin opening for Soft Bait back in 2022, I was so nervous. I was like cripplingly nervous. And I remember I had this really ridiculous, huge, fluffy, bright blue coat, which I think was a secondhand Trulies Cooper. And it was like a safety blanket, and it was so sort of glamorous and ridiculous that it was, yeah. And because it was just me, I was opening solo, and I was like, I kind of need something to help fill the stage.
Yeah,
give what you some better gravitar. Than this crazy coat?
Have you got anything in the wardrobe for the new EP when you're rolling that out? When does it come out?
It comes out on the 14th of November.
Yeah.
Very excited. And no, this is actually something I've been racking my brains about this week. I'm trying to think of the look.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time will tell.
You've got to... what, 2 months to put it together?
Yeah, and I do tend to leave things to the last minute with this sort of stuff, not in a, you know, stressful way, just I don't like overthinking it, so I'm like, okay, that'll do, and then it becomes the thing, and then it's, yeah, kind of works out.
Yeah, and this is your sophomore EP. How many songs is on it?
Five.
So we've heard two?
Yes,
three,
two. Yeah. Sundog and Only Good.
And are you going to release all of them as singles or wait?
No. I think I have one more that's coming out as a single in a month or so called Summer Fruit.
Ooh.
That will be the next one. And then the EP as a whole releasing 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, amazing. And so it was produced by Maud Minnie Morris and Navar.
Yes.
Who, I love Navar. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Had you worked with them before?
Yes. I'd worked with Maud once before for my track When They Look At Me, which wasn't on the last EP. It was released specifically for the Tautoko Gaza compilation,
yeah,
where a bunch of artists released unreleased or new tracks specifically for a fundraiser for medical aid for Palestinians, which you can still buy on Bandcamp, and all the money still goes to that organisation. So I worked with Maud on that song because we just threw it together. I like wrote it and then we recorded it in a couple of hours, and I was like, okay, great. That's actually how I love to work, to be honest. But no, I hadn't worked with Navar on any of my stuff, but I think I did BVs for a Morgan Flowers project and he recorded them, but we've played in bands together and he's a friend, so
yeah.
I loved his style.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he mixed it as well, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, was that quite collaborative, or did you sort of hand it over and be like, do it for me?
I mean, I don't know how to do any of that. That's on my bucket list of things to learn, which buttons to click and which things to drag. So he was at the computer and I was on the couch.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. And then he was like, what about this? I was like, yeah, sounds great.
You've got quite a sort of creative circle, right? Like you've collaborated with Jasmine Mary before.
Yeah.
Who else is sort of in the mix in your world?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I love the people I play with. So I play with Hina.
Hina
plays violin, and I've also played keys for her in some of her shows. And then Kat Tomacruz plays cello. I mean, I love playing in Jasmine Mary's band. That's such a cool crew with Louisa Nicklin and Arahi. It's just fun. Like, that's the beautiful thing about Tāmaki Makaurau is, once you're kind of in a community, you're connected to, you know, friends of friends. And, yeah, there's a lot of really cool, smart people, and it's fun to be around them.
Yeah, there's some really cool sort of music and other creative things happening right now. It feels like, I don't know, I feel like there's a little groundswell of stuff happening.
Yeah, it's a very fertile creative environment, this city.
How does the city inspire your music, does it? Or do you pull from elsewhere?
I think it does. I think when I'm writing, I am quite insular, and it's quite mental, like in my head. But, you know, one of the songs on the EP, which is going to come out right at the end, is called April in the City. And that is just about being in Auckland in April.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. I love hyper-specific songs like that.
Yeah. So, it's about, Auckland in April, but then also what was going on for me at that particular time. But I love April, and I love the city, and I love the rain.
Yes.
Yeah, it all sort of came
I love
together.
The smell of rain on concrete.
Yes, me too. Me too, Emma. Me too.
Oh, amazing. If any listeners agree, please message us 5395.
Yeah.
Would love to hear your feedback. on the smell of rain on concrete. A lot of people, I feel like, are singing about Auckland at the moment, like Geneva, like,
yes,
I'm sort of getting
absolutely.
This sort of urban feeling coming through the music. And then it's like Phaser Day's song Motorway.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Liao's stuff just, yeah, always just makes me think Auckland.
Yes, I totally know what you mean.
Yeah.
There's another song, oh my gosh, another song that does that for me is Buffalo by the Phoenix Foundation.
Oh.
There is something about it that reminds me specifically of the first year that I spent in Auckland, which was 2018. And I don't know, it really takes me back to that time. I think also because I didn't grow up in New Zealand, despite the accent, but I used to come here for school holidays. But yeah, I think I didn't really have that much of a knowledge of New Zealand music until I moved here in my late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first songs where I was like, oh my God, this rules so hard. There must be so much cool music here. And it was kind of an in. So yeah, shout out Phoenix Foundation.
Maybe... yeah, I need to do a show that's just songs that make people think of Auckland.
Oh my God, yes, you totally should.
Yeah.
You totally should.
Okay, that's going
people
on the
should
list.
Text in.
Yes, we'll do a special, we'll line up a date. So you didn't grow up in New Zealand,
no,
right?
No,
Australia?
Aussie.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, Emma, where?
I was born in Brisbane and then we lived in Sydney and Melbourne and New Guinea for a bit as well. But I moved here when I was... 11.
Nice.
So it's kind of a little bit younger than you, but still old enough to be like, wow, this is different.
Totally. Totally.
Whereabouts did you grow up in
Australia? I grew up in Canberra.
Oh, wow.
And then moved to Switzerland and when I was 15. And that's what the first EP, Versoir, is about. Yeah.
Buzzy.
Versoir is where I used to live.
Yeah.
So, you're so right. Like, place definitely does influence my songs, very much so. It influenced the whole first EP. I don't know why I was umming and ahhing about that.
Are you going to do an Aussie album?
Oh my God, maybe. Maybe that's the next one. Who knows?
Yeah, just bin chickens and sunscreen. And
Yes, the bin chickens.
Do you do music full time or you've got a few pots on the boil?
No, I definitely don't do it full time. It fills up like the nooks and crannies of my life.
How else do you spend your life, whether it's work or play or leisure?
I've got my 9-to-5, which is quite stressful, but very cool. It's like local politics vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? Music at the moment. I think music is definitely like the next biggest thing because I've got Babe Martin, but then play in a couple of bands as well. So... yeah, many, many, many an evening spent doing that. Yeah,
and
evenings and weekends.
When you're not, working or doing music, where do you sort of? How do you spend your time? What do you like to do in the city?
I love to go out for dinner and a show.
A dinner and a show.
Yeah, I love dinner and a show at the basement or a gig. Yeah, that's probably like one of my absolute favorite things to do is meet someone for dinner around K Road.
Yeah,
and then go to a play or a gig.
Favourite dinner spot on K Road?
Peachy.
Yeah, everyone says that. Eh?
I know. And I knew it wasn't going to be a very original answer, but it's just so good.
Yeah.
It's so delicious. Anika and I were just talking about going there.
You should tear it up. And as far as shows go, is there anything you can recommend coming up on your radar?
Oh, I actually have no idea what's coming up, but I did just go see a fantastic show, which I'm sure listeners will be familiar with because I think they had an interview on Breakfast, Running Into the Sun.
Oh.
They came over from NAMM and it was so good. It was just one of those theatre shows where I was like, oh my God, like this is why I love theatre. Like it's talking about contemporary issues so well and the script was so interesting and there were instruments on stage. It was so slick. And
yeah.
So cool.
I want to go to Liv Ward's basement show. I think it's first week of October.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you the details.
Yes,
but
please.
It's going to be crack up. Speaking of shows,
yes.
Are you doing any shows for the EP launch?
I certainly am.
Any details you can reveal or not yet?
Not quite yet.
All right.
But please stay tuned because I would love to sell some tickets.
And the date people should pencil is November 14th.
Yeah, November 14th is the EP release.
Beautiful. And you'll be able to hear Only Good. You'll be able to hear Sundog, which we'll play next. And then we'll let you get on with your day and go to work. Or do you have today off?
I've got today off.
Oh my god, amazing.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you, Babe Martin.
You're so welcome.
This is Sundog and just beautiful. Just everyone always says velvety vocals, and I agree.
There's a sudden dog setting over the asleep like a baby, asleep well. And Angelo's here, I feel him through me. Angelo's here, whispering to me. There's a sun. A ricochet, but there's golden.